It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming.
Hey there, it's Cindy Liming, your host of your Daily Dose of Awesome. It has been a monumental week this week with my podcast. It's been great, but there has been a bit of a mishap, which I will get to later. But the Cleveland Browns won, so any mishaps that may have happened this week won't be that bad. For Cleveland fans, the whole week is so much better when the Browns win. There have been a few changes with my podcast, so if you've been listening for a while, you've probably noticed some of the changes here. And if you listen to other podcasts on Anchor, pretty much everybody's made some of these changes because we've had to. So one of the changes is that Anchor now matches podcasts up with a sponsor. So every now and again, you'll hear my little commercial for the Skim. I hadn't made any money off this podcast. However, that would be a dream. But with the sponsorships, I can now make a small profit, like a very tiny microscopic profit. So like, for example, I made a whopping 66 cents this past week. It doesn't matter though. I'm still going to be excited about that because I got to start somewhere. And honestly, I'm kind of excited about my little profit. The drawback, though, is that I can't play any more rockin' music, so Anchor won't let hosts use the music and the ad. So I'm not sure how important that was to you guys, but perhaps I will make an episode on my rockin' music choices sometime. But anyway, here's a quick word from my sponsor. So getting back to my little dream, what do I want to do with my tiny profit eventually? Well, after reading tons of self-improvement books and listening to a ton of podcasts, there is definitely one common thread. Know exactly what you want. Don't be vague. So I finally figured out what I want to do with my life. Seriously, I had like an epiphany in the copy room at church last week. In a nutshell, I'd love to turn podcasting into a career. It'd be great to have big wig companies ask me if they can sponsor me. I want to make millions so I can pay off my kids' college and give back to my community by creating a coffee shop in my school for the teachers. I want to create a high-end coffee shop where they can come and chill when they have time. They won't have to pay a dime either. They can even get a massage or meditate. All for free. I'll be a millionaire, so I won't need their money. This is just my way of giving back. Something. I don't know. But I want to create a sweet coffee shop in my school. Like, maybe even call it more than a coffee shop. I'll be the CEO and barista. In addition, I will decorate the school for all holidays. And when I'm not working at the school's coffee shop, I'll be creating awesome content for my podcast. And then once my kids are off to college, I will finally buy my bus of awesomeness and travel around the country with my husband. And then so that we have a purpose, we will do mission work around the country while also enjoying it. And we won't even need a house. So that means no house payment and no more financial stress. Bam. That's it. My life in a few minutes of airtime. So if you don't like reading self-improvement books, but you want to change your life, write down exactly what you want. There. Now I don't have to do all the reading. I did it all for you. I typed it into my laptop. I wrote it into my journal. I'm seriously thinking of typing it up and making it look really pretty and hanging it on my mirror so I can see it all the time. And I want to always be purposely working toward my ultimate dream. So if you've had that same epiphany and have you figured out your exact dream, please leave me a voice message on the Anchor app because I'd love to hear about it and use it in a future episode. So if you want to help me with my little dream, here's what you can do if you want to be a part of it. First of all, share this podcast if you find it to be of any value. You can share it on Facebook, email, text, word of mouth, whatever. Every time someone listens, I make like 2 cents. So again, I got to start somewhere. Honestly, it's more about the message than the money. I need the money, but I have total faith that if my dream's going to happen, it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. It's just, it will, and I just need to get out of my own way. So in the meantime, I'm going to get out of my own way by creating content because I love doing it. And you guys also know that when I love something, I can't stop talking about it. Sometimes it's something to buy, like books and journals. But if you're interested in anything I mention on the show, please check out my website by searching Your Daily Dose of Awesome website. I am an Amazon affiliate, so like to kind of explain this easily, I kind of work for Amazon, not really, so let me explain. But when you go to my website, I have Amazon links for you to go and purchase an item that I might mention on the podcast. And so if you purchase it through my website and using the link that I give you, I make again another very small profit at no cost to you. Plus, like if you're going to purchase something, like you want to buy some other things while you're in Amazon and you want to add more to your cart while there, I'll also make a small profit from that as well. Like really small, but so to put it to you this way, I've been working with Amazon for maybe 2 years and so far I've made a profit of like $7. But I keep telling myself the message is what's important and the dream will come somehow, even if it comes one penny at a time. Also on my website, I have other cool things I love, like the Shine app. I'll be talking all about that in a future episode because this app is so cool. It deserves its own episode. But if you want to know about it right now, go to my website and use the referral code that I have on the website. I'll get points towards some super cool Shine merch and you will get a really sweet app and then you can refer people and get a cool merch too. And there's all kinds of stuff like that on my website too, where I recommend some cool things that I've stumbled upon. So again, you can check out all that cool stuff that I upload by searching Your Daily Dose of Awesome website. And then eventually I have some cool products of my own that I want to create and share. And this is all in the works, but unfortunately only in my mind at the moment, like this podcast, there's a nagging, for lack of a better word, of things that I need to do. This podcast is seriously being co-created between me and God. There's been arguments because I was completely afraid to do this, but everything just fell into place. And I have no doubt that my dream mentioned above will also fall into place. I'm not sure how, but I need to take care of the nagging feeling that I'm constantly getting. So all I know is that when I address the nagging, really cool things come from it. So if you continue to listen to this podcast, you will learn all about a mom/wife/teacher that had a really strong feeling to create a podcast. And everything is covered in prayer. And I always let you know how it's developing. And the cool thing for all of us is that we will see how God uses this podcast and what he's up to. Speaking of God, literally a ton of stuff has been falling in my path to promote my message and this podcast without me really doing much of anything. For example, I got the interview with Greg Clunas, who is my favorite podcast host of Tiny Leaps, and you should totally check it out because his podcast is super inspiring and part of the reason why I even started my own podcast. I'll be on his show sometime in February, I think, and he was already on mine in episode 4, which, by the way, if you listen to every episode, you'll notice that I had to renumber all of my episodes, which I'm getting to. The thing about getting that interview was that he put a post on Facebook and wanted to cross-promote, so I left him a comment. And he is very busy, and we had touched base in the past about me being on his show, but nothing really ever came of it, so I kind of figured nothing would ever come this time of it either, but I just kept trying anyway. So then one day after I commented on his post, for some strange reason, I checked my junk email. And which I never do. And there it was an email from him trying to coordinate the interview. So I have no idea why I checked the junk, but that's what I mean. Things have just been falling into my path lately. And then since then, I made one post in my anchor group on Facebook. And now I was from that post, I've now been on another show. Yesterday, I was on a show called The Four Pillar Effect, which you should totally check out. I was on another one in England called The Audio Trainer, and that's really cool too. So check that out too. Honestly, I'll be doing another episode on all the podcasts that I love really soon. Both of those hosts will be on my show also coming up in some other episodes coming up soon. And then I'm going to be on another show on Thursday, and I have another interview lined up in January. So all of this came from only me doing one post. So I'm super excited about getting my message out. And then in addition, I now have gone from 2 reviews on Apple Podcasts to 14. And so that's another thing you can do if you want to help get my message out to others about being positive and finding the awesome in every day. Leave a review on iTunes. So I'm not really sure how many I need to have, but eventually my show will move to the top of the screen, like when people browse for podcasts, and it'll be under featured selection. So then more people will get, my podcast will be seen by more people. And then, oh my gosh, I almost forgot to mention, somebody also reached out to me. They're going to create a jingle for my show. So I'll have my own unique little song for the podcast, which I think is really cool. And so all of these super awesome people are just kind of coming out of the woodwork without me really doing anything but commenting on posts. So the kicker about getting that jingle created for my show is that it's going to be super cheap. And the person that's doing it for me happens to be from Talmadge, which is a city where my husband was a minister before he was reappointed to Montrose. So here's a shout out to Talmadge. I really loved it there. And it's just so crazy because I've met people from all over the world, like Nigeria and England. So to meet someone close to home is kind of cool. So at this point, you might be thinking, okay, well, you named this episode a podcast mishap. So where's the mishap? So imagine this. So of course, like, I'm on top of the world, feeling great that so much is happening with the show. I never thought it would even go this far. I never even really thought I'd have one listener. And so I'm so grateful to have gotten to meet so many interesting people this week. I mean, literally, it's been like a flood and I can't even keep track of everyone. I had to create a spreadsheet even to try to keep everything straight. And I had to look into a scheduling app or a website. This is totally new to me, but it's like a calendar app that links me up with other people so that we can cross promote and schedule times to meet. And it's very nice to have if you have to schedule appointments. And I've never needed that before, but I do now. So if you need like a scheduling app, if your occupation requires you to make appointments with other people, it's called Calendly. And it's totally free, so just Google it. It's free and very helpful and very, very easy to use. So you don't have to like go back and forth about scheduling. You just send the other person your link, and then they look at your schedule, and then they fit themselves into the schedule for what works for him, for them. So it's genius, really. I like that a lot. So here's the mishap. Somehow, my first 24 episodes are gone. I don't know what happened. I emailed Anchor. I put like a help me post in the Anchor group. I allowed myself to have a meltdown over this. And then after I said to myself, okay, meltdown is done. You can't do anything about it. So put your big girl pants on and move on. I prayed about it, of course. And honestly, a sense of peace came over me. I don't know why or how this happened, but after getting some sleep, I have come to terms with it. I know God will make something good out of it. I just need to get out of my way and let him do what he's going to do and watch it all unfold. So that's been my crazy week this week with the podcast. And I can't thank you enough for listening to my journey. I hope you have an awesome week. Thank you so much for listening today. If you would like to see more information about my show or anything mentioned in the show, check out my website by Googling Your Daily Dose of Awesome website. You can also send me a phone message on the Anchor app. I'm also on Instagram at Your DD of Awesome. You can also search me on Facebook as Cindy Krause Liming. Cindy is spelled C-Y-N-D-I. Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E, Liming, L-I-M-I-N-G. You can also feel free to shoot me an email at yourddofawesome@gmail.com. I'd love to connect with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.